This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So there's a big trade in the NFL today, and we just got the details from Adam Schefter. Jalen Ramsey was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with tight end Jonnu Smith, coming off his first Pro Bowl season as a 29-year-old tight end, for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a late-round pick. So essentially a two-for-one on the players. Ramsey and Smith to Pittsburgh, Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami. So there we go. God, I was thinking, Max, Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey? That doesn't make any sense because of the age.
Yeah, it was very perplexing. I like how they drip-fed us every player that got dropped in this deal. Because Jonnu Smith like just became a part of it. It's very interesting. A lot of people are, the immediate reaction on Twitter is like, what are the Steelers doing?
Well, they're going all in for this year. And exactly. Jonnu Smith is actually going to be a great target along with Freiermuth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can move Jonnu around a little bit more than you can with Freiermuth. It'll be interesting. That's going to be an interesting team to watch this year. From James, don't forget Steve Young did throw for 6 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. Yes, he did. In that 49-26 win over the Chargers, the year that they finally did get past Dallas, 24 of 36, 325 for 6 touchdowns, no picks in the Super Bowl. His overall starting record in the postseason was 8-6 in games that he started in the postseason. Played in others, but the overall record in games started 8-6 in the postseason. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're looking for the comp for the ceiling of Jaden's career. So my comp is Steve Young. That's why we were talking about Steve Young. I think Jaden stylistically plays like Steve Young. Steve Young was, you know, 2-time MVP, a multi-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, and a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's my ceiling for him. And then my floor is Michael Vick. 301-230-0980 if you want to weigh in. Max had Peyton Manning, not the best stylistic fit, but accomplishment, smart thrower, and had Russell Wilson as the floor. Let's go to Dan in North Carolina. Dan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for taking my call. You know, my ceiling for Jaden is John Elway. And,
yeah,
you know, I think there's a lot of similarities there on, you know, just the way they play the game. And not only that, but Jaden's already proven, you know, and same with John, you're never out of a game. You were never out of a game when John Elway had the ball.
That's true.
Quarter.
Yeah.
And the same rings true for Jaden. You know, whether he needed to run for 10 yards or throw a bullet, Elway was always making the plays. And he carried a bunch of mediocre Denver teams, yep. you know, to the Super Bowl. So I think that's my ceiling, you know, especially if he can get a ring or two rings. You know, floor-wise, I was kind of having trouble with that, but, if this was Jaden's best year, you know, ever, or maybe has, you know, one or two years like this, but nothing, you know, much better, I would say my floor is Dante Culpepper. Culpepper had a great...
Yeah, he had that one really good year in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, 2004. He probably would have been the MVP, but Peyton Manning had a all time great year that year.
Right.
But yeah, man, if to me, John, he reminds me so much of John Elway, just because in the fourth quarter he makes magic happen.
No doubt, that's a great comp. Elway for many years was my number one, and I think we got into this conversation recently, and I forget why we did. But to me, the biggest difference between Elway and Jaden, Elway had truly one of the two or three best arms in the game every year he was in the NFL. You know, he had a Marino, Aaron Rodgers kind of arm. Jaden doesn't have that arm strength. I mean, he's got plenty of arm strength. It's to more than satisfactory. And he throws with great touch, throws a great deep ball, the whole thing. He can make every throw. Elway truly could, like Mahomes and Rodgers, he could throw it from the 10 to the goal line. I mean, he could throw it 80, 90 yards. I mean, 90 might be a stretch. But Elway, one of the all-time great arms. But you're right. The Elway for his era, no game was ever over as if John Elway was quarterbacking your team. No game. He was so clutch when he got the ball late in the game with his team needing a score. Thanks, Dan. Let's go to DC. DC, go ahead.
Kevin, how you doing, brother?
What's up, DC? How are you, man?
Man, all is well. Excellent, excellent points with the Steve Young, but I think my guy from North Carolina, he got you with the comp of John Elway. I like that one, but like you said, his arm was amazing. But I'm going to say, because Billy and Chantilly has sold me, I'm going to say Elway is his floor, and he's going to redefine the quarterback position with, like, his completion percentage is amazing, his ability to improv and make plays, and then in multiple ways. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball, you know what I mean? We've even seen him run a couple plays for him to catch the ball, but it hasn't been successful. But I think he's going to redefine the quarterback position, and it's definitely good comps out there, whether it's the floor or the ceiling, but I'm going to go with those guys as his floor because of what he did his rookie year.
I like those. By the way, I just looked up Dante Culpepper. How about this season? I mean, I knew he had, I didn't remember the year like our last caller did. I remember he had an unbelievable year and was the near MVP. In 2004, Dante Culpepper threw for 4,717 yards, 39 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. Ridiculous season. And then what was he from a rushing standpoint that year? He rushed for 406 yards that year. Not quite the 880 whatever Jaden rushed for. But man, Dante Culpepper had a couple of really good seasons there in Minnesota. Thanks for the call. By the way, the Nats news that we saw sort of trending, our guy Eric Flack, had put out a tweet last hour, 11 a.m. announcement. And I said to Max during the break, I said, I wonder if this is going to be a stadium sponsor naming rights announcement. No, they're announcing that the AARP is the team's inaugural jersey patch partner.
Aura.
What?
That's Aura right there. Love AARP, Kev. That's
hold on. Teams have a jersey patch partner?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Nats haven't had one of those either?
No. No, they have not. They've
so they haven't
nothing.
Had a naming rights deal for the stadium, and they haven't had a jersey patch partner.
All I'm going to say is all this money better go to paying James Wood. That's what this money should go towards.
Okay. I see. It looks like Ryan Zimmerman is modeling the jersey. Okay. Congrats to the Nats. I don't want to knock it. It's revenue. Just
sure is.
Use it to start buying some players. That would be nice. All right, when we come back, Joel Corey had a good perspective on the Terry McLaurin deal. Joel is the salary cap and contract expert for CBSSports.com. He joined me on Friday on my podcast. I'm gonna play some of that for you. You'll hear what he said about Terry. If you want to weigh in on the Jaden stuff, just tweet me at Kevin Sheehan, DC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us right now is Joel Corey. It's been a while since we've had Joel on the show, former sports agent, and he is for CBSSports.com, their NFL contract and salary cap expert, at Corey Joel on X on Twitter. So you know the situation going on here with Terry McLaurin, so let's start there. How and when do you think this gets resolved? How does it play out here over the next few weeks?
I suspect this gets done right around the time training camp starts at the latest. Dan Quinn had a very good approach at the mini camp when he said something to the effect that this is one of those times where football and business intersect. He's just rolling with the punches. So I anticipate that he'll be there, if not the starting training camp, a couple of days thereafter. I'd be shocked if this ends up being one of these long, drawn-out contract disputes.
So what do you think the deal looks like when they get there?
Well, it's a very narrow range. One, if the Commanders are below T. Higgins, that's a non-starter, and I would be insulted if I'm Terry McLaurin, because T. Higgins is the number two receiver. Top of the number two receiver market is $28.75 million per year. Might be a number one receiver if he got into the open market and was playing someplace else, but in Cincinnati, he's a number two receiver. All number two receivers aren't relevant. Now, I wouldn't be paying more than CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's a better receiver. That deal was done last year. That's at $34 million per year. That had $100 million in guarantees, $67 million fully guaranteed at signing. The most recent relevant data point to me is DK Metcalf. Metcalf, in his trade from Seattle to Pittsburgh, signed a somewhat backloaded four-year extension, averaging just under $33 million per year, where the Steelers can really get out of it after 2 years and paying $60 million. That being said, I don't really see a deal that gets done below Brandon Ayuk. That was a guy who, he's younger, signed for $30 million per year, four-year extension last year with San Francisco, with $76 million in total guarantees, $45 million fully guaranteed to sign. You got a small, narrow range. One of the problems is age, because you're talking someone who's going to be 30 really at the early part of the regular season in September. And DK Metcalf is 2 years younger. You don't really have a lot of comps for 30-year-old receivers that work in this case, so that's probably the biggest hurdle.
From the team standpoint, do you see this being, you've done so many of these and you've watched some of these, you know, so many of these play out. I thought right from the beginning, it's going to get done, but it's tricky because of his age, as you mentioned. And the other part is kind of determining what Terry McLaurin really is. He's clearly a number one, but where is he on the list of number ones? Do you think that that's a part of this negotiation as well? And I'm curious as to where you think he ranks among number one receivers.
You know, if the agent is thinking, well, Ja'Marr Chase just became the highest paid non-quarterback, there's a big difference or gap between where Justin Jefferson is and where Ja'Marr Chase is, and I need to narrow that gap. That's got to be a non-starter for the Commanders. We're talking $40.25 million versus $35 million. I don't know anyone who wouldn't take those two guys over Terry.
Right.
So that, if he's thinking that range, he's going to have to readjust expectations. There were six receivers last year who were named to the All-Pro teams by the Associated Press, the official one.
Yep.
He was one of them.
Yep.
He arguably had a career year last year. One thing that he can point to is look at the rotating cast of characters he's had throwing him the football until last year. It ain't pretty. There hasn't been quarterback stability. It's been mediocrity, and he's been very productive. He's outproduced DK Metcalf, at least that's what the agent's going to say. Now, from the team, I'm looking at it, well, DK Metcalf, although the productivity lags a little behind, he has some rare traits. The guy is 6'3", 240, a physical freak in nature, great speed. So I would be using that to try to depress where this is going to go if I'm the Commanders, besides the age.
Yeah, I mean, I get into this all the time with my listeners. I love Terry. Terry's a true number one receiver. but it's a position that is so, so packed with star receivers. Chase and Jefferson are in a different class. I mean, if you want to throw, you know, A.J. Brown into that conversation, go ahead. You know, Metcalf, kind of like A.J. Brown, is, you know, a big, strong guy that we've seen dominate games at times. That's not necessarily Terry. So, you know, the age, and then it's like, where is he? Is he around 10? You know, is he plus or minus 10? Is he the eighth best receiver? Is he the 12th best receiver? And then you get into age, and then you look at the contracts, and I think there's, you know, some trickiness to it. But you think it gets done, and you think ultimately it looks like at the, you know, very end of this, how many years, what gets guaranteed, and what's the average salary?
Well, I don't think there's a deal that's under $30 million per year, because the question I would ask, hoping if I didn't get the answer I wanted, there'd be a problem. Since Adam Peters came from the 49ers, he knows what Brandon Ayuk can and can't do.
Yep.
So my question would be, who'd you rather have, my guy or Ayuk? If he says Ayuk, we got a problem. It's going to be north of 30. I don't think it quite gets, it's not going to get to CeeDee Lamb 34, which I don't think so. Yeah. It doesn't really matter how many years you do, because this is not going to be, he's not going to sign another contract, at least a big money one. This is his last big one. But here's one other thing you have to keep in mind. The Commanders cannot really stick a franchise tag on him next year. It's going to be too cost prohibitive because of the way the 120% of prior year salary works. When you say prior year salary, that's really salary cap number with a couple of minor adjustments. Now, you can't pin down the exact amount of what his tag is going to be, because he has that $250,000 Pro Bowl incentive, which will get added back in after the calculations if he's a Pro Bowler again, so it'd be likely to be earned. But the way the calculations work, it's going to at least be $30.2 million. Could be $30.45 million, and then to franchise him a second time, you're talking slightly over $36 million. So you wouldn't franchise him. Hypothetically, say you did in 2026. You wouldn't do it in 2027, because another 20%.
Right.
So you kind of, he has a little bit of leverage from the standpoint, you got to get something done with him. Also, this is, you're in win now mode. You have a cheap quarterback you don't have to pay for a couple of years. So if you actually have to overpay a little bit for your most productive skill position player, then so be it. Well, I think the guarantees, he had 60 fully guaranteed at signing for Metcalf. So he's probably going to be looking for that. The last 20 of the guarantees for Metcalf are injury only. Given that CeeDee Lamb is at $67 million fully and 100 total, maybe if you can go to the 60 fully and the 80, which can become fully guaranteed, not just straight injury guaranteed, it might be in that range.
You know, one of the things, as you were talking through the franchise tag, the one thing that would be a benefit for the team, and I'm not suggesting that they would go down this path, is just cash outlay. I mean, they're only paying 1 year at a time. They're not, you know, they're not guaranteeing, it's not 60 at signing and then another, you know, 20 beyond that guaranteed in escrow. And the only reason I bring that up, Joel, not that I really believe this is an issue, but they paid $6 billion and needed 20-plus limited partners to do it less than 2 years ago. They've put nearly $100 million into the existing stadium. They've got a massive expenditure on the stadium that they hope ends up at the RFK site. And in 2 years, when they can pay Jaden Daniels, that's likely to be the biggest contract in NFL history, or at least it's possible. So I was, you know, I'm curious if you gave that any thought, you know, as to whether or not this would be the biggest cash outlay they've given for a player since they took over the team, Terry's contract. I mean, would something like that even be in play in your mind?
Not at over $30 million as a franchise tag, because that would be a lot for a receiver. It's not going to be the formula amount. It's going off his salary
yeah.
or cap number, because cap number this year is 20.2 $25.5 million.
Yeah.
There'll be some minor adjustments to that, but I don't know if they want to carry him at 30 next year on the cap. That's the problem.
Yeah, good point.
So that's why I think he's got a little bit of leverage there.
Yep.
Now, one thing you could look at as a way to try to get this thing done is the deal, current extension, the three-year extension, averaged $23.2 million. The cap's gone up 34% since then. So if you adjust the deal for salary cap inflation, you're just a shade over $31 million per year.
Right. So what do you think Jaden's going to get in the, you know, winter, early spring of 2027?
Well, that's kind of hard to predict right now. One, he has to continue to build upon what happened this year. You once had a quarterback who won Rookie of the Year, had injuries, and wasn't the same guy. So I'm going to caution a little bit until I see year two. One, I want to see there's a guy down, not too far down the road. I'm curious to see when that contract gets done, who's another dual-threat quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes. And C.J. Stroud, if he kind of took a slight step backwards last year from his rookie year. He has been to the playoffs two straight years, so another strong year. The Texans aren't afraid to pay top dollar, so I don't know where that one comes in. A guy that depends on where C.J. Stroud, how he plays next year, but if that Derek Stingley Jr. contract is the indication. The new money is $30 million per year, which dramatically reset the quarterback market. Then you could have a 7 in front is the first digit for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. So I don't know how closely you follow the entire roster, but who's first in line to get paid next offseason? Because they don't have to pay Jaden until 2027 at the very early get through to him. So I don't know how closely you follow the overall roster here, but given that they don't have to pay Jaden until 2027 at the earliest, who's next in line next offseason? Who do you see getting?
Well, first guy that comes to mind, sorry to cut you off, Laremy Tunsil.
Of course, yeah.
You brought him in.
That's right.
To be the left tackle. Protect Jaden Daniels. That's going to be the guy you have to pay. I'm surprised he hasn't pushed for it this year. Typically, if you give up significant compensation for someone and you don't get the deal done around the time of the trade or not, and there's not a big lag time, you usually end up paying through the nose for that type of guy. Now, the one exception for that has been Russell Wilson. They did the deal 2 years early, and they would have been better off waiting. But you saw in Seattle, more is more compensation than this Tunsil trade. But with Jamal Adams, they didn't get it done immediately the following offseason. They had to reset the safety market.
Right.
Tunsil, the first time around, wasn't done in conjunction with the trade. And he became the first $20 million per year offensive lineman. That put him in position to be the first $25 million per year offensive lineman. So you probably want to get deals done when you give up significant compensation. They gave a lot more for him to go to Miami to Houston than this time around. Nonetheless, still pretty significant. You probably want to get these types of things done sooner rather than later. That's what history shows us.
What are your thoughts overall on Washington entering year two of Jaden Daniels after their best season in over 30 years last year?
Well, you're doing what you should do when you found the quarterback and he's cheap. This is your window. So you are in win now mode, because once he becomes expensive, you can't pay everybody, and it gets a lot harder to sustain success. The Texans went all in after C.J. Stroud's rookie year in terms of bringing people in, doing extensions. So, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. I just kind of jokingly thought we were going to see the Bobby Bethard, George Allen type thing I'm going way back, where you give away all your first round picks for the next 2-3 years.
Yeah.
But it didn't quite get to that point. But nonetheless, you bring in Lattimore to shore up a needed corner during the middle of last year. I'm giving him a mulligan because of the hamstring injuries that we'll see more of what we thought he would be this upcoming season. You've got Tutsal coming in. You bring back some of the seasoned veterans who played at a very high level. Debo on the trade. Yeah, it's now or never, but you'll still have an extended window if Jaden Daniels is who we think he is going to be on a go-forward basis, because that's the hardest piece to find, the quarterback.
Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it, Joel. Take care, and you know, hopefully you're right and the Terry deal gets done before camp.
Thanks for having me.
Joel Corey, everybody. You know, this thing's going to get done. I keep saying that. What if it doesn't? So what? He'll play 1 year, and then they'll get a deal done at some point during the year or afterwards. You don't want to go down that franchise tag path with him in 2026. You don't want that. Albert Breer, I don't know what he was on recently. Maybe it was one of those SI.com things. But he did say there's still a lot of work to do on the Terry McLaurin contract extension. But he said, quote, "I'd expect that work will pick up again when the league comes back from break in a few weeks. But it's still not in a great place. We'll see what happens. There's plenty of time to get something done." I mean, people have picked up on that line. It's still not in a great place. It never is until it's actually done. Deadlines make deals, and let's not forget the historical sort of, you know, the history of the 49ers with contracts like this, which is where Adam Peters came from. They tend to get done later, not earlier. Not cowboy late, but later. And they tend to drag out. And, you know, there are many in the, you know, business that feel like time typically works for them. We'll see. It doesn't always work that way. But I expect a deal to get done. I can't imagine Terry playing on a one-year deal. Saquon Barkley once again took a jab at division foes, including Washington. We'll tell you what he said over the weekend when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
All right, well, we have a trade, and unlike last hour, we got a lot more details here. The Pittsburgh Steelers are sending Minkah Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round pick. The WNBA is expected to expand. They have announced via the AP they are expanding to three new cities, Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia, over the next 5 years, giving the league a total of 18 teams. EA Sports has announced, or teased rather, that they are reviving their hit NCAA basketball video game series that was retired in 2010. And the Nats have announced AARP as their New Jersey patch sponsor. Speaking of the Nats, they went in extras last night by a score of 7-4. Jacob Young tied the game with an RBI single in the top of the ninth, and James Wood had a historic day at the plate. He became the first player to be intentionally walked 4 times in a game since Barry Bonds. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, so the NHL draft was over the weekend. The Caps selected five players. Their first round selection at number 27 overall was left winger Lyndon Lakovic. And then they picked other players. We're not doing a draft breakdown. That's not why I'm doing this. What do you got right now? But they drafted five players. But here's something that may be interesting to some. In the second round of the NHL draft over the weekend, the Carolina Hurricanes selected, with the 49th overall selection, a center from Penn State. His name, Charlie Serrato, the son of Vinny Serrato. We had Vinny on the show not that long ago, a few months back, and Vinny spent the first 10 minutes talking to me about Charlie and what a really good player he was at Penn State, and the fact that, you know, there was a chance he would get drafted and maybe even high, and he did get picked in the second round. And Vinny's told me stories before on the air about when he was working with the Skins, and, you know, he'd be up super early. You know, the hockey parents, bless their hearts, because typically ice time is very early in the morning, especially when the kids are younger. And I don't remember exactly what time, but I think Vinny said, oh yeah, I'd be up, I'd take him to the to practice at 5 a.m. Then he'd get done, then I'd, you know, take him home, get him breakfast, take him to school, and then go into work. Charlie Serrato. Congratulations to Charlie Serrato, Vinny's son, drafted by the Carolina Hurricanes in the second overall round of the draft. Good for him. I think, and I could be wrong about this, who's the general manager for the Carolina Hurricanes? I know you're not going to know without looking it up, so I will look it up real quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is it George McPhee?
No, it's Eric Tulsky. McPhee was the GM of the Golden Knights. I think he still is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, because I do remember Vinny telling me that he was friendly with George McPhee when McPhee was the GM. You know, was there overlap there? I guess there must have been.
I think a little
bit. At some point. Yeah. All right, there you go. Charlie Serrato, good luck to him in Carolina, Vinny's son. Saquon Barkley was doing some celebrity softball event for Devontae Smith's charity over the weekend, and somebody asked him why he plays so hard against division teams, especially the Cowboys and the Commanders. And somebody said, did either one of those teams reach out? Did the Commanders reach out to you when you were a free agent? And he said, quote, nah, never heard a word from Commanders or Dallas. That's why it's BTA when I see them, closed quote. For those of you not in the know, and you can put me into that category, BTA is an acronym that stands for Belt to ASS. Okay. I mean, Saquon Barkley being available, period, was a surprise to everybody last year. Why would Washington, in a year in which they are transforming their roster, they're not expecting legitimately, remember, recalibration. I don't talk about rebuild, Dan Quinn said. It's not a word that's in our vocabulary. Recalibration. Recalibration was, we got to get a handle on what we have here because it doesn't appear as if we have very much. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have a rookie quarterback, you know, on a rookie deal, but we got to ease him into it with the coordinator. And they were sure. They were very positive on Jaden. But Washington was not in the spend big business in year one with a new head coach and a new general manager. And I think that that was wise to come in year one and start spending big money. First of all, why would Saquon Barkley have taken Washington over Philadelphia? I mean, the answer back to Saquon, this is like the second time he's taken this kind of shot at what, I mean, look, all these players are always looking for slights. They're always looking to be disrespected so that they can figure out a way to motivate themselves and bless them for doing it that way. Whatever works, I'm not knocking it at all. But it's the second time he's kind of taken a shot at Washington. What was the first shot? Remember, it was not that long ago. Max, do you remember specifically what it was? It wasn't about not being sought after when he was a free agent. It was something else.
I can't remember off the top of my head at the moment.
See if you can find it. Barkley taking a shot at Commanders from like a month ago. It was on a podcast. We played it, and I can't remember specifically what it was. No. But, I mean, Washington wasn't going to be interested in Saquon Barkley. The Cowboys would be the team that should have been interested. They've had a running back issue, although Rico Dowdle played well, not Saquon Barkley. But Washington wasn't going to be interested. And by the way, if Washington had been interested, Saquon Barkley wasn't going to be interested in coming to Washington. A team that was completely gutting and flipping their roster. And there was, you know, an over-under on wins last year of 5.5. There was nothing expected.
Oh.
He had a...
I remember what the Saquon thing was. It was the... He said the Eagles team that he was on was like one of the best of all time.
Oh, yeah. He said top five team of all time, which is embarrassing to say. They had a top five, maybe top two or three... defensive performance in the Super Bowl. There's no question about that. But you can't be an all-time top five NFL team when you don't even end up with the one seed in your conference. You know, they ended up the two seed behind Detroit. They won 14 games, 13 games, whatever it was. You know, I think when we talked this through, that the Eagles team last year, you know, they're pushing top 20, top 25 teams of all time. And a lot of that, you know, really is because of the recent, you know, performance, the most recent performance, which was just a flat out defensive dominant performance over the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, but there was another shot I thought he took at Washington specifically. But that, I do remember that one. But that wasn't a shot at Washington. I thought he took another shot at Washington at some point. If you guys remember what it was, at Kevin Sheehan, DC, on Twitter. But he would have never, like, if Washington had expressed interest in Saquon Barkley, he would have laughed. He would have laughed at Washington. He would have never come here. He was looking to get to a contender. And the Eagles stepped up, and they were willing to pay too. And Washington wasn't in position; they weren't gonna pay that kind of money to a running back. They didn't even know what they had up front. They didn't know what they had anywhere, including a quarterback. Even though they were very optimistic, little, you know, if you use that as motivation, there's nothing wrong with it. Talking about it makes you look a little bit silly. He had a great year, though. He had one phenomenal year. By the way, and we're going to get to this next hour. Ben's going to join us in about 8 minutes. And Ben's got some news related to his career, which we will talk about a little bit as well. But the guy, Jimmy Kempsky, who put out the lists of top 10 reasons why Washington might be a dumpster fire in 2025, did it with the Eagles as well. His own team. And I thought some of the reasoning there and some of the research was interesting. So I'll share some of that with you as well next hour. I do want to mention that Window Nation's got a great deal going on right now. Window Nation, first of all, the heat wave that we just went through, it probably won't be the last of the summer. And if you've got older windows, you're really spending too much on air conditioning on those very hot days. Window Nation can give you the best insulated windows in the business and keep your home cool during the blistering summer days. Their windows are specifically built to withstand the sun's heat and improve your home's energy efficiency. Window Nation has some of the best energy efficient windows out there. Replace your windows today to keep your home cool and comfortable all summer long. Their installation crews will get it done in a day or less. You'll be back to your normal routine with minimal interruption. They'll leave your home looking better than when they arrived. Their installation crews average 16 years of experience. You can trust Window Nation to install your windows right the first time. Window Nation offers a lifetime warranty on all their windows, so you can relax knowing your home's protected far into the future. Save big this month. 50% off on all window styles with zero interest charged for 5 years. No interest until the year 2030. Hurry, this sale ends soon. Don't miss out. This is Window Nation's best sale of the year. Schedule a fast, free home estimate right now with the pros at Window Nation by calling them at 866-90-NATION or going to windownation.com. Real quickly before we get to Ben. So, I don't know if I've talked to you about this show or not. Have you watched Landman?
No, Max? I have not. Enlighten me.
Okay. I think I mentioned Friends and Neighbors, Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, which was just spectacular. So Landman's been recommended to me, I don't know how many times, over the last 5-6 months. I am 6 episodes through the 10-episode first season. Billy Bob Thornton, I mean, look, he's great in everything he's always done. Going back to Sling Blade, I think Fargo is one of the best things he's ever done. But this is up there, man. Billy Bob Thornton playing Tommy Norris in Landman on Paramount. I think that's where I'm watching it, on Paramount Plus, is so good. This is the story of the oil fields in Texas, West Texas, you know, where those, the people that work the oil fields are called roughnecks. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, it's a boom bust industry always. And Tommy Norris is the general manager of kind of an independent oil company. And it is so good. John Hamm's in it. Allie Larder's in it. Gentlemen, that alone is worth the watch. Demi Moore's in it, although she, at this point through six episodes, does not play a major role. But Billy Bob Thornton playing Tommy Norris, this general manager of an independent oil petroleum company in West Texas, is so good. There are laugh out loud moments, and at the same time, it's mixed in with kind of a little bit of a Breaking Bad feel to it at times. Highly recommend Landman, and I'm not even done with it. I can tell you, tonight I will probably wrap it up. That's the plan tonight. Do we have any sports on tonight worth watching? I don't think so.
No. Nats are off tonight, so yeah, nothing really pressing.
Yeah, tonight when I get home, I think that's the plan. If you've been watching Landman and you've recommended it to me, because I've had many of you recommend that to me over the last several months, you were 100% right. It does have a little bit too sort of an Aaron Sorkin dialogue, a bit too quick, a bit too pithy, a bit too like almost unrealistic, but it's really good. Really, really good. And I guess a season two is on the way. God, Billy Bob Thornton can act, man. If you've never seen Fargo season one, he's brilliant in that. All right, Ben Standing next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.